Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. We have a special announcement to make. This Sunday evening, the Morrison Sisters will be with us in concert. If you enjoy Southern Gospel music, you won't want to miss it. That's this Sunday, January 22nd, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church at 6 p.m. We hope to see you there. Well, here's the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier to continue our study through the book of Revelation.
The Bible tells us the blood of horses and of man will flow to the horse's bridle. I believe that literally. I have some folk that believe it's lava. Lava. You know, that's the blood, the red blood is lava. Well, it's pretty hard when you get a bunch of, because it talks about the supper of the great God. Remember, we looked at that, where all the fowl of the air come to feast upon the flesh of men and of animals during this battle of Armageddon, feast on their blood. It's pretty hard to eat bloody animals and people when they're covered in lava and they're burnt up. Take it very literally, that the buzzards and the fowl of the earth will come at the battle of Armageddon and just supper the great God. Have a note in my Bible about that in Revelation 19. You will either be eating or you will be eaten. Another play on words about the marriage supper of the Lamb and other things, but you'll be eaten if you're in that battle of Armageddon. So we see that he takes Satan, the Antichrist, in Revelation chapter number 19 and casts them into the lake of fire. They're the first inhabitants of the lake of fire. They do not go to hell. There's a difference between hell and the lake of fire. Right now, hell is a temporary place of the doomed and the damned. I hear people all the time, preach it all the time, and about going to hell for eternity. It's good preaching, it just ain't so. People aren't going to live in hell for eternity. Matter of fact, we read in Revelation chapter 20 that death and hell was lifted up, and they all stood, talking about unbelievers, and they stood. Turn me to Revelation 20. You're in Revelation 19. Just verse number 10. Again, this is at the Revelation. And the devil that deceiveth them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. I'm sorry, this is at the end of the millennium. I'm jumping ahead. At the end of the millennium, we see that death and hell, let's see, verse number 13. And the sea gave up the dead that which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. Something worse than going to hell. What is it, preacher? It's standing for Jesus Christ at the great white throne judgment. You are judged and you're thrown into the lake of fire where you will spend eternity forever and forever. At least you'll get some kind of reprieve out of hell. Are you following? Because you'll be standing before Jesus at the great white throne judgment. You won't be in hell burning and suffering. I don't know how long this is going to take place. The Bible does not say. But obviously they come out of hell. Y'all think I'm crazy, don't you?
No.
He brings them out of hell. They've been there since the time of Cain. Stands before Jesus at the great white throne judgment. He casts them into the lake of fire, and this is at the millennium. Let me back up. At the Revelation, Jesus throws Satan, the false prophet, into the lake of fire. And then turn with me to Matthew chapter number 25. We have the judgment of the living nations. Matthew chapter number 25, I should have marked it in my Bible. These are people who survived the tribulation period, saved people and lost people. Believers, unbelievers. In Matthew chapter number 25, verse number 32. And before him, now this is the judgment of living nations. This is after he comes in the Revelation. Before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And you see, you read the rest of it. The saved people enter into the kingdom. Into the millennium, the lost people, the unbelievers, are cast into hell, waiting to be judged at the great white throne judgment. Okay, so that takes place. These are living people who survived the tribulation. Very few will survive the tribulation. Matter of fact, by the time tribulation takes place, if you add it all up, sometimes it's a third and another. Three quarters of the population of mankind will be destroyed. because all the plagues and all the deaths and all. So very few will survive the tribulation period. Of the ones that survive, saved and lost, they stand at the judgment of the living nations. Jesus separates them from sheep of the goats. The saved enter into the millennium and they live forever in their physical body. But notice, I want to show you one other thing. Turn back to Daniel chapter number 12. Very important. Daniel chapter number 12. Again, we've looked at these days, 1260 days, but in Daniel, it gives us two more set of days. Verse number 11. Well, let's go verse number 9. Let's go to verse number 8. Daniel heard all of this, and he said, Lord, I don't get it. I can't wrap my head around this. I need some duct tape because my head's about to explode. When he says, I heard but understood not, and he said, Lord, oh my Lord, what shall the end of these things be? I don't get what you just showed me. And he said, Daniel, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly in the time, and none of the wicked shall understand. But look at this, but the wise shall understand. Underline that one in your Bible. Okay, now verse number 11. And from the time that the daily sacrifice be taken away and the abomination that maketh desolate be set up. Now stop. When is the abomination of desolation, when does it take place? In the middle of the tribulation period. You remember the 1260 days? There's the abomination of desolation where the Antichrist declares himself to be God. And then we have another 1260 days for the revelation. But here we have 1290 days. What's the extra 30 days? And we went through that. That extra 30 days was where you had the judgment of the living nations that we read in Matthew chapter number 24. He gathers all the living people and they stand before him and he's judged. And during that time, there's 1290 days there from the day of abomination, okay? 30 days after. Okay, now verse number 12. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,305 days, 1,335 days. What is that? From the time of the abomination desolation, there's 1,260 days. You have the revelation. You have another 30 days. That's 1,290 days. Then you have another 45 days, which is 1,335 days. He says, blessed is he that cometh into that time. That's the beginning of the millennial reign of Christ. Christ's reign does not begin on the 1260 days. It does not begin on 1290 day. It begins on the 1335th day. You're really lost now, ain't you? That's why you should have been with me during the Bible study, okay? We went through all this, but we see that the millennial reign begins at this 1335th day and the millennial reign across. What takes place during those 45 days? We talked about this in short. Jesus, I believe, sets up his cabinet. Only saved people are on the earth during that period, that last 45-day period, because he already separated the sheep from the goats. So all lost people are gone. Only saved people remain. And us as glorified people, we're going to be there. We're going to have a glorified body. We won't have a natural body. We're going to have a body like Christ, okay? We're going to be there. He's going to give us assignments, I believe. He's going to do that. That's why when we have elections, by the way, it's important to vote. Throw this on again. If you don't vote, don't complain. When we have elections for the president in 2 years, and hopefully we'll get a new president, he takes about 45 days to set up his cabinet before he's inaugurated. In other words, he's voted in, and then about approximately 45 days, he takes office. During that 45 days, he gets his cabinet, his secretary, his treasurer, other kind of things that he gets to serve with him. Where do you think our forefathers got that from? I believe they got it from the Bible.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this Sunday evening at 6 p.m. to hear the Morrison Sisters in concert at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.